This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Cardia.
Here.
Ms. Stewart.
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Shelby.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. Woods. Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of May 9th, 2017?
Motion approved. Distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements from council regarding legislation? Mr. Smiley.
Yes. At the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to go out of order to delay the discussion of 17-071.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, moving on to introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read it in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 17045, revised zoning map, White Lake 300, 906 South Chapel Street, Newark, Delaware, tax parcel number 11006-10274, 1.2 acres from ONF, neighborhood to CN, commercial neighborhood. Ordinance 17046, to amend the Delaware County Code, section 26.03.503, method of filling vacancies regarding elimination of vacant positions. Ordinance 17047, FY 2017 approved sewer fund operating budget, revised Department of Social Services and debt service transfer budgetary funding of $25,000 for the debt service payment associated with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, loan number 12000065. Ordinance 17048, amend the grants budget for FY 2018, appropriate $1,762,700 from the Department of State Delaware Division of Libraries to A, Library Administration, $1,542,317, B, Appointment Library, $12,809, C, Bear Library, $30,318, Claymont Library, $12,707, E, Bernie 100 Library, $72,670, F, Ellesmere Library, $12,706. G. Hokesson Library, $15,448. H. Kirkwood Library, $586. I. Newark Library, $26,727. And the J. Woodland Library, $16,412, which are all administered by the Department of Community Services.
Reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, starting with Finance, Councilman Smiley?
Yes. Finance Committee met on May 15th to conclude departmental budget hearings. Finance Committee then met on May 16th to have a review discussion of all the budget, the departmental budget hearings, as well as to review those amendments that were ready for discussion. And the Finance Committee met today, reviewed a lot of the items on this evening's agenda, including all of the budget ordinances, resolutions, and amendments, approved a couple grants.
Thank you. Community Services, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, the Community Services Committee met this afternoon on May 23rd up in the Council Chambers. We've reviewed Ordinance 17048. We also had hard copies of updated information about the Route 9 Library. Ms. Carrie Casey discussed the vacant housing legislation that is being worked on at the state level, and then we had a report on the 2018 plan for the annual plan for the Community Development Block Grant Home Program and Emergency Services Grant that will be submitted to HUD.
Thank you. And the Executive Committee met today at 4, where we discussed Ordinance 17041 relating to hiring during lame duck sessions, 17043, the pay plan ordinance and revision of the class specification for the position of crime analyst, and R17097, which appoints a member to the Board of Assessment and Review, and executive session. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 17097, appointing M. Bruce Leff, SRA, to the Newcastle County Board of Review. Resolution 17098, honoring the life of Stephen Alpus Threefoot. Resolution 17099, congratulating Jeffrey M. Alvey Jr. for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 17100, honoring and celebrating the 5th anniversary of the Delaware Foster Grandparent Program.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Negel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, Councilman Jay Street, co-chairman of Public Safety, myself as a co-chair of Public Safety, will be making a presentation. We were unable, both of us this year, to make the annual banquet that was just held this past month at Holloway Terrace Fire Company. But at this time, what Councilman Street and I would like to do is call forward senior firefighter Taryn Ty Jackson and senior firefighter Tierre Ty Farrell and vice president of Holloway Terrace Fire Company Charlie Sheridan, as well as the president of the Newcastle County Firefighters Association Keith Bowman.
Thank you. Please come forward.
Emergency medical training and his commitment to the safety of the citizens of our community.
He has continued to take advantage of all the training that has been offered by the Delaware State Fire School and Holloway Terrace Fire Company. Ty always involved himself in whatever is going on in the fire company, whether responding to the fire shot or fundraising event. And these days was in it for me. Ty's actions and attitude portrayed, and what can I do for my fire company and my community? Truly an outstanding member, and has been since June 2014. Ty was also our senior firefighter of the year in 2015.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Moving on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. R17-101, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request R17-101 to read by title only and place before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17-101, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract in the Kessel Conservation District for reconfiguration of the drain system from Timber Farms and Old Baltimore Pike away from the Oaks Pond for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $10,000.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, purpose of this resolution is to allocate the funds to have work done to alleviate the rain event flooding at the entrance to Timber Farms.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-101.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shane?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1
absent. R17-101 is passed. Next, R17-102, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request R17-102 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17-102, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Conservation District for a stormwater watershed study in the Grantchester and Cotswold Hills communities to determine if stormwater ponds may be eliminated for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $5,000.
Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-102.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17-102 is passed. R17-103, Mr. Smiley or Cartier?
Yes, I request R17-103 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Click.
Resolution 17-103, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Conservation District for design and repair of the failing embankment at Westwood Pond Number 1 for Department of Special Services in the amount of $160,000.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, this funding is needed to pay for work that's necessary to eliminate the sinkholes and a collapsed pipe within the embankment and to prevent a total failure of the embankment.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-103.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17-103 is passed. Next, R17-104. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request R17-104 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17-104, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract increase in the amount of $10,000 for Corinthia A. Pierce to provide support and grant running assistance to the Department of Human Services staff, which revised the total purchase order amount of $17,000 for a total in excess of $25,000 in aggregate to the vendor in this fiscal year.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is an existing contract, and I feel comfortable after speaking with members of Community Services that this individual has produced significant funding for Community Services.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17-104.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
McCartney-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, the roll card bill 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17-104 is passed. Next, R17-071, Mr. Smiley.
I make a motion, to leave R17-071 on the table temporarily and to go out of order and return to it at a later date in the agenda.
Second.
Moving on to ordinances. 17040, Mr. Sheldon or Mr. Patrick?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like ordinance 17-040 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17040, amend the FY 2017 approved sewer fund operating budget revised Department of Special Services, realigned military funding of $347,839 for payment of the FY 2016 sewer treatment true-up payment to the City of Wilmington.
Yes, this payment is for the City of Wilmington. It's related to the sewer fund treatment center that incurred with the Wilmington wastewater treatment. After further review, the city determined that the county was underbilled for its sewer service in 16. The actual sewer true-up payment, as they call it, was $366,289. The difference is $18,450, which will be paid with the savings within the community communication utilities budget line item. So it will not cost any extra money that was budgeted.
Does anyone?
No fiscal impact. Excuse me.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'm opening the floor to the public. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17040.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, the roll call bill is 12 yes, 1 absent.
17041, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that ordinance 17041 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17041 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration to restrict and or freeze hiring, reclassification, or other movement of Newcastle County political appointees and classified service employees into protected Newcastle County merit system positions during administration's lame duck session.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is the second time that this has come before you. I brought it at the end of the last administration and was told that it was political by doing it that way, so I'm now bringing it in at the beginning of an administration. And basically what this does, it says that at the end of an administration, there will be a temporary restriction, so there's no appearance of using unfair advantage of the power of the position of county executive, and it gives a definition of what lame duck is, and basically lame duck is the time from which you either choose not to run or are defeated. So if it's a primary and you would have no, if you're defeated in a primary, you wouldn't be in a general, so that would be the beginning of your lame duck. If you're in a general, then from the general to the swearing in of the next administration would be your lame duck session.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Mr. Street.
Well, I'm not going to belabor the point I made upstairs, but in my opinion, this doesn't comport with the legislation that y'all passed 7-6 at the last meeting that built in protection for people coming out of the merit system and taking appointed positions. And quite frankly,
it was political at the end of the last term, and it's political now. But I can't support it.
Thank you. Are there Ms. Kilpatrick and Mr. Bell?
Thank you. I just want to respond to Councilman Street that the other piece of legislation that he's talking about that did pass had to do with merit employees that have worked in the county for 2 or more years that may be tapped by an administration to come into an appointed position. If they are taken out of that merit position and put in an appointed position, at the end of that appointment, they have the ability to go back into the merit position. And this deals with people that have never been in a merit position, only in an appointed position.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. As I did when the other piece of legislation come up, I do again tonight, I join with Councilman Street that you can't have it both ways. And we want to say it's not political, but yet this council passed an ordinance that allows folks to be appointed to an appointed position by an administration, taken out of their job, and then put back. And you can say that they were already in the merit system, but they are now a political appointee for the time that that administration serves, and then they're permitted to go back into the merit system where they came from. And yet, and I've supported this. I think the lame duck legislation is and continues to be needed. But at the same time, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it where it's okay for an administration to take people that they want to take out of their job, make them a political appointment, plug them back in. Okay, I just don't. It's purely political.
Are there any other members, comments or questions from council members? And Mr. Street.
Well, I know full well that the difference between the two, but while there's a difference, they're actually the same. You got one thing you're going to do with an appointee coming out of the merit system, and you're going to have another thing that you're going to do with an appointee who doesn't come out of the merit system. It's political as anything can be. And it's discriminatory on the surface because you have, on its surface, because you have two people who are appointed. One came out of the merit system. Oh, you can go back. The other one didn't come out of the merit system, and you don't have a snowball's chance because now we just locked them out. They don't comport. I can't support.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Understanding that any time that an appointed person sees a job posting, that they have the ability to apply for that job and get that job on their merits. This has nothing to do with keeping appointed people out of merit positions. It only has to do with a very temporary amount of time where you can't just plug people in to merit positions without them going through the entire process.
Thank you. Mr. Street.
You know, I am so sorry because I said that I wasn't going to fight about this upstairs. But I don't know, when you see a good fight, get in it. But if that was the case, there would be no need for this legislation. All right, because now it's judgmental as to who is receiving influence and preferential treatment and who's not. And so I can't support it. And go ahead and have the last word, Councilwoman.
I love you.
Does anyone else from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Sir, please come down. Come around to the side aisle. You'll go by first councilman there that'll be on your left, and you'll sign in there.
Thank you.
come right up, sir. You'll come up right up to the podium. Please state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes. The time will be right here next to Mr. McLaurin.
All right. For the record, my name is Jaquim Mohammed. I am the chairman of the 16th RD Democratic Committee, and I am totally against this. I am part of a Democratic committee, which is definitely for democracy, and I think this particular bill is very political. So I have to agree with my councilman, Jay Street. Also, I have to agree with Councilman Bell. This is not necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Then I'll close, seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17041.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Chartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Hartley-Nagel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 4 no, 1 absent.
17041 is passed. Next, 17043. I move that 17043 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17043, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of crime analyst.
Same as title. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17043.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cordier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
17043 is passed. 17024, Mr. Smiley?
Yes. I request that Ordinance 17-024 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Next,
Mr.
Smiley.
I request that Ordinance 17-024 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 17024, the annual revenue ordinance of Chautauqua County for fiscal year 2008, beginning July 1, 2017.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
17-024 establishes the property tax rates for FY 2018.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17024.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
17024 is passed. Next, 17025, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I make a motion to lift Ordinance 17-025 from the table.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Moving forward, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request that Ordinance 17-025 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 17025, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2017 for fiscal year 2018.
Mr. Cordier?
Thank you.
Are we considering an amendment now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to make a motion that amendment number one to Ordinance 17-025 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number one to Ordinance 17025, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2017, and fiscal year 2018.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. I would just like to spend a little time talking about the sewer fund financial projections, which are available to members of council and the public of Newcastle County regarding the sewer fund for this year. Going into this year, we are projected to run a $3 million fund deficit. We are projected to run fund deficits in all the outlying years.
currently going into this fiscal year, we only have approximately $9.1 million in the sewer fund stabilization reserve. At the end of this fiscal year, we will tap $3 million out of that. And then in the outlying year of 2019, we will have left in the sewer stabilization fund, if nothing is done to raise revenue, only about $750,000. The last time New Castle County enacted a sewer fund increase was 2012. And the citizens of this county benefited from the reserve funds over those years. And I just feel at this point, looking at the projections and the severe depletion of the tax stabilization reserve, that a rate increase is warranted. So in this amendment, I'm proposing a 5.5% sewer fund increase, which will close the $3 million projected deficit or gap in this fiscal year 2018. It will preserve some of the sewer fund stabilization reserve, that $9 million, where we can have some time as a government, both the administration and council, to really look at what we need to do with the sewer fund in terms of calculating billing and really analyzing costs to see what we plan to do in outlying years. This sewer fund request of increase of 5.5% is a very de minimis cost to our residents. It's about $15 a year to the average sewer ratepayer. And the sewer bill is calculated off of water usage, so folks can mitigate that a little bit with some conservation of water. So, again, we had an increase in 12. It's been now, this is going into the fifth year, and I think in order to preserve the remaining diminishing balance of the stabilization, sewer rate stabilization reserve, a sewer increase is warranted in this next fiscal year.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Bell and Mr. Sheldon?
Thank you, Madam President. I asked this question up in committee today, and I would ask for clarification to the question here on the council floor. I applaud the efforts of Councilman Carrier. He's brought this up numerous times and has talked about incremental increases, but I think that when council enacts something that is going to increase taxes or the sewer rates, I for one would like to have some sort of a direction from the administration as to what their position is with council taking this initiative. So either Deputy CAO, I believe, was upstairs earlier, or someone from finance or the that could answer the question, but I think this council needs to have some comment made by the administration as to how they feel about this recommended increase.
Thank you. Mr. Sheldon?
No, I think, first I'd like to have Councilman Bell's answer. And if they're not here, we'll wait till they get here.
Thank you.
My question was, while they were on the stand, I was going to ask, what is their duty for delinquencies? We've been talking about this for years. If there wasn't a delinquent policy, we'd have a budget. Okay, it would be fully funded. There would be none. I know we can't from vacant homes. We can't have any income coming in, but there's got to be a process, because we do this every year. It's $2 million we leave on the table. Somebody ran on that when they ran here. If we collected the taxes, we don't have a, what was it? We don't have a tax problem, we have a collection problem. That was the exact words. What is it? And I'll wait till I get an answer.
Well, thank you. Is there any other questions or comments from council? Mr. Street?
Am I correct? And since the administration is on strike, maybe Councilman Cartier could answer this. Am I correct that in order that in determining whether or not the system is paying for itself, we include in the calculations the money spent having to pay for bonds as part of the capital program.
Yes, Councilman Street, the overall cost of the system is composed of a composite. You have the operating expense, the debt service as a result of capital investment. You have mandates from EPA and Denerec regarding enhanced maintenance, and all the cost of the sewer plant capacity rental that we have in the city of Wilmington. All these factors come together to comprise the cost of operating the sewer fund.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you.
And then Mr. Street.
Understanding that this is a utility and a utility should be able to fund itself, I would like to be able to vote for this. But I still don't know how I'm going to vote, but understanding that we didn't talk about this particular hike until less than a week before we were voting on the budget. If this is something that is so important, this should have been talked about in the front of the process, not at the end of the process. And along with Councilman Sheldon, when you look at this, you see that there's $2 million that's uncollected. We are raising it on a $3 million deficit, $2 million of which was not collected. So really, we are only in arrears of $1 million based on who should be paying and if we could collect it all. So again, we are making the responsible part of the county, who pays their bill on time in full, we're making them responsible to pay for everybody that decides that they're not going to pay for whatever reason. And I had a problem with that 5 years ago when they had the billing all wrong, and I still have a problem with it today.
Mr. Street. And then Mr. Hollins.
All right, I'm going to go on and get this party started. Number one, there's been no capital sewer projects in my district. So, you know, the only time you see when something collapses, somebody shows up, and when there's an infill house and they got to put a lateral, but the same age. And I'll go from Dunleaf, Oakmont, Holloway Terrace, all of them. We don't get any sewer service like that. No capital improvement projects. All of them have been in primarily outside of my district. So that's number one. I'm not going to support it. Number two, sewer operations run by special services. Special services contracts a lot of money to a lot of people. The department as a department is not inclusive. There's been all kinds of incidents as it relates to racial tension in the department, which hasn't been addressed. And the procurement in the county at 4%, and it's partially driven by the contracts that come out of special services. So I'm not going to support an increase for this or anything like it based on the fairness as it relates to service and capital improvements, and based on the ongoing refusal of this administration, and I'm not going to put the blame on them, all the previous administrations to do something about the disparities in staffing and do something about the disparities in contracts in that department. And this administration, fundamentally fair, is only how many days in May, but there's been lip service, and we understand the problem, we recognize the problem, until such time the problem is addressed, I can't support this or anything like it.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to get some clarity here. It seems to me that without this amendment, the necessary funding will come from the tax stabilization reserve account. Is that correct, Councilman?
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So either we get the 5.5% from the public, or we take it from the stabilization reserve account. I mean, it is going to be funded. It's just a matter of how we fund it. Either we fund it with the necessary increase, or we take that increase from the tax stabilization reserve account.
Mr. Cartier, do you want to respond to that?
Councilman Hollins is truthful in what he's saying, but the problem is that you're going to be confronted with the exhaustion of the stabilization reserve if you don't do anything. And then you're going to be confronted with, regardless of all the objections I've heard, you're going to be confronted with, you know, a higher, you know, sewer rate increase in outlying years, inevitably, and that's fine. If people are fine with that, I prefer not to, you know, hit people with a big increase. I prefer incremental increases over time. I think it's easier for the public we serve. It's more economical for them. And I think over the, you know, the record has shown over these years, I've been very concerned about the status of this fund. I think for a lot of years we didn't have financial clarity about the status of it. Now that we do, I think increases are warranted in order to you know, maintain the stabilization reserve, which we're going to continue to draw down in outlying years at any rate. And this fund is a critical public utility that maintains the health and local water quality of the communities we serve. And I'm very concerned that we begin to exhaust the reserve funds that are available. And that's inevitably going to drive us into having, you know, not a 5% this year, but in outlying years, 15 or 20%. So people have to make up their mind as to what is the best course they feel we should pursue at this time. I've made up my mind. I think we need to do this. I think it's sensible, and it's financially justifiable.
Mr. Smiley.
And I'll apologize right out of the gate because I said I wasn't going to say anything on the floor. But I'm a co-sponsor on this, Councilman Cartier, as I told you I would be. But to be clear, and listening to all my fellow council people, number one, the tax stabilization account, as formed and created under the court order, is to alleviate the need to raise taxes and offset the amount that you're raising for taxes and fees. Hearing that, one, we're looking at reevaluating and restructuring our collections process. Two, we're looking at an actual concerted effort and restructuring our billing processes. Perhaps this may be the time to go ahead and allow the reserve account to do what it's supposed to do and alleviate an increase in fees and really get into the trenches this next year, through the Special Services Committee to and the Finance Committee to get the billing in place, get the collections restructured so that we're drawing in the money and or removing from the rolls those properties where we cannot collect sewer fees, as well as let's get a fair, equitable, and understanding billing in place. So perhaps this is the one last time to say, okay, let's pull from reserves, let's the incentive being to work it, and then next budget year we're either increasing or we're getting the monies that we need through the newly restructured processes. Just a suggestion to my fellow councilman.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Understanding that this is not does not have the sponsorship of the committee people, the committee chairs, and the general manager or acting general manager of special services is here, I would just like to ask if this is a bill that came over through the department.
I can respond to that. No, this bill, I developed this, and I requested the, and before I comment on that, this fund exists in an intersection between special services and finance. So I think it's a perfectly legitimate thing for me as a co-chair of finance to sponsor this. And I requested it from Mr. Milowicki, developed this to cover the, with an increase to cover the projected deficit for fiscal year 2018. No, it was not developed by special services. It was not developed by the administration. It was developed by myself to respond to what I see as a imminent problem. And I mean,
I'm applauding everybody for wanting to address this and look at it and try to come up with new ways to bring in revenue, new billing systems. I'm all for that. But inevitably, you've got to pay the cost of this. The costs are increasing. They're not decreasing. And I just think at this point, a small increase is better than larger increases in outlying years. I think inevitably, that's what you're going to be faced with.
Yes, Ms. Taylor, and then Mr. Hollins.
Yes, I'd just like to say that Councilman Cartier has been a voice crying in the wilderness about this. I think he has paid attention to this issue for a number of years, and I'm going to support this because I just think I agree with him. It's easier to take a 5% increase than a 25% increase. I think that we should continue to work on the billing issue next year and also to take a look at rates, but at this point, I can't see slapping people with a very large increase down the line when we can do something small, at least to start with now.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes, maybe my earlier comments were misunderstood. My point is that the fact of the matter is the ratepayers of the sewer system are going to pay for that system. Either they're going to pay it now, yeah, in small increments, they're going to pay whatever study we do the next year, they're still going to pay for this service. Mm-hmm. So it is a utility. It's not free. So either you take it now, if you go mm-hmm. to the tax stabilization reserve, it's still taxpayer money. That's mm-hmm. my point. Or you have the ratepayers pay what they should pay now to equalize this for the budget process, or you put it off. I'm not so certain what's going to happen because the conversation we've had before around sewer has been confusing at best, and then half of what we've been told that is due to the county is dedicated as uncollectible. So I'm not so certain how much more valuable information we're going to get. And I agree with Councilman Cartier to the extent that I think it's much better to have the ratepayers pay incrementally as opposed to a year from now, 2 years from now, saying there's going to be a 20% increase, knowing that people who use the service are going to pay for this.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Mr. Sheldon.
Yeah, look, I want to support John on this, and I know his heart's in the right area. When me and Bill Powers are co-chairs, we've asked this question, and they did not come back with what we need, a sewer fee increase. And it kind of got us by surprise. But the thing that I've been harping on, and I've been harping on for 5 years, is the delinquency. I got to tell my people after this meeting, we are going after the people that, not you that is paying, but we're going after the delinquent people. I tried to make it for monthly payments. I've brought up everything to come out where it could help the average person that's living on Kirkwood Highway. But when you can't come back, and even if it's not that, it's a political answer, you have to come back with an answer saying, we are going to do this to attack the problem of collections, especially when you go through 6 months of saying what was said out there. I don't know. It's pretty tough to go back and tell them that I'm raising your fees without coming back, but we're doing this to get collections. I guarantee it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a quick comment. I want to say to Mr. Cartier, you've done an admirable job in bringing this forward and getting the discussion started, and I want to thank you for that because it needs to happen. With that said, I also, personally, I would like to see more information, and I did ask in committee today of this auditor when the audit would be done, and he was kind enough to let us know by the end of summer we should have more information, and that we want to probably incorporate that information too. That's something I'd like to see. I can't support this at this time, but we do have to take a look at it. And, John, you've done a great job of bringing this forward, and everybody's discussing it. So that's a win if it doesn't pass. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Started it with a question about the administration. And I think, being the legislative body here, that part of the onus, a significant part of the onus of responsibility, falls upon the administration, finance, and special services to sort through this. I know they're early in their new administration, but to sort through it, work with the special services chairs, the finance chairs, and come back with some recommendations. I haven't seen that yet. That's why I was asking, what's the position of the new administration?
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Carlier.
Yeah, I'm going to close with this. No harm, no foul. I brought in front of council. I'm trying to stress that this fund is going into a real problem. People can come up with all kinds of solutions. I'm happy to hear it. I just want to say, though, that the delinquency issue isn't pertaining to the deficit in this fund. Any major enterprise you're going to run, be it our general government operations or the sewer fund or whatever fund you have, you're going to have delinquencies. I think the delinquency rate in the sewer fund and in the general fund are pretty low, and collecting every dime presents its own issues because you have to expend resources to get the people aren't paying. I'm addressing the structural deficit, the deficit for the next fiscal year, trying to preserve some tax stabilization reserves so we can extend, certainty to our citizens in the outlying years. And I'm happy that people want to, brainstorm about this fund and try to come up with some solutions. But at the end of the day, there's a bill that has to be paid. And now we're extending all the reserves that, have insulated the public from rate increases.
Are there any more questions? Mr. Smiley?
No, I'm good.
Any other questions from council? Comments? If not, are there any questions from the public?
There was a request for the administration.
Okay. Please come up to the podium. State your name.
Sure. Name is Brian Maxwell, Chief Financial Officer of Newcastle County. To Councilman Bell, he asked a question as to the administration's position on this piece of legislation. I know that the county exec did meet with Councilman Cartier to discuss this piece of legislation. Obviously, our position from the administration is we prefer to have more time to look at how we're currently billing for sewer. And we prefer to come up with a longer-term strategy that would incorporate a full picture as to what we think is needed as far as a rate structure to support this more as a utility as opposed to having to come back for frequent rate increases. So that's the position of the administration.
Thank you very much. Is there any other questions from council? Mr. Street.
Maybe everybody didn't see what I just saw. Councilman Bell asked that question in committee meeting. He asked it the first time here. Councilman Sheldon asked the question, said he wanted an answer. Councilman Bell had to ask it again. Now the CFO comes up. That's the epitome of disrespect of this council as a body. All right, and y'all are going to take it. And my better judgment tells me you're going to give them everything they wanted. We could have passed this budget in March, and y'all are getting disrespected as a council like this, and you're not going to do anything about it. So my position that this council is weak remains constant because in my 12 years, I've never seen a council member disrespected like that. I was like pulling teeth to get somebody up here to ask the question that was asked in the afternoon. It's never happened. But y'all go ahead and allow it to happen and continue to be the weak council, and I'll continue to be the person that is 12-1, 12-1. But you know what? I'll be 12-1 on my principles because there's no way in the world any government body should accept that kind of foolishness from any administration at any time.
Are there any other questions or comments from council? With that, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Are there any final comments from council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment Number 1 to 17025.
Mr. Bell.
No.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel.
No.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
No.
Mr. Powers.
No.
Mr. Sheldon.
No.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, roll call bill, 6 yes, 6 no, 1 absent.
Okay, Betsy?
It fails.
Yeah. Amendment number 1 to 17025 is defeated. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request that ordinance number 17-025 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Ordinance 17025, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2017 for fiscal year 2018.
Well, I think everybody knows by now it establishes the sewer service fees.
Okay. Mr. Smiley?
We're ready for questions or further vote.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17026.
025.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call of 12 yes, 1 absent.
17025 is passed. 17026, Mr. Smiley?
I make a motion to lift ordinance 17-026 from the table.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Being none? And Betsy?
I make a motion to read ordinance 17-026 by title only and place before council.
Second.
Ordinance 17026, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of New Castle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2018 capital budget.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes. Ordinance 17-026 authorizes the bonding for the FY 2018 budget. We have received a joint recommendation from Land Use and the Planning Board for the capital program, and the budget has been received. And this is the one piece of budget legislation we have that requires 10 votes to pass.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I will not be voting for the authorization for the bonding for the capital budget. During the past 10 years, we wasted approximately $31 million of taxpayer money here on the bid process for construction projects, continuing to impose severe structural impediments to opportunities for local construction companies. So I cannot, in good faith, continue down this path, knowing that we have these impediments. We've had them for the last 10 years.
That's
and so
why
we refuse to take any action to remove them to make sure that there's equity in the bid process for local construction. So I will not be supporting this piece of legislation or the other two pieces of legislation as it relates to the capital funding for Newcastle County. And I will not be supporting in the future any other construction-related projects as long as we have this particular structural impediments in place.
Thank you. Is there any other questions or comments from council? Mr. Street?
For all the reasons that I talked about in the sewer fund, I'm not going to support this. And for all, I agree with everything that Councilman Holland said. And you know, I can't say this is fine, knowing full well that basically the system's locked up. There's no diversity in the system, and there's no significant change on the horizon. So I can't support this.
Is there any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17026.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 4 no, 1 absent.
17026 is passed.
It failed.
No.
Failed.
I needed
10 votes.
Failed. 10 votes.
Oh, it needed 10. Oh, sorry about that. It failed.
Time we got to her.
17026 is defeated. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I make a motion to return to regular order of business for the purposes of considering resolution 17-071.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would make a motion to lift resolution 17-071 from the table.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Betsy?
I request that resolution 17-071 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 17071, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2018 through 2023.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I make a motion to read amendment number 1 to resolution number 17-071 by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to resolution number 17071, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2018 through 2023.
Yes. Amendment number 1 removes the Mill Creek Interceptor Relief Project from the project sunset list and adds it to the project for continuance.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public.
Can I hold the vote for a moment, please?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Smiley.
I'll try. Just clarifying that we'll move forward with the legislation. If approved, we're approving the projects, but there's just no funding to do the project. So if that get worked out before the end of the budget cycle, we'll be revisiting. So, yes,
please
move forward with the vote, please.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amendment number 1 to R17071.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Present.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 2 no, 1 present, 2 absent.
Yes. Amendment number 1 to R17071 is passed.
I make a motion to read amendment number 2 to resolution number 17-071 by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 2 to resolution 17071, adopting the New Comfort County Capital Program for fiscal year 2018 through 2023.
Yes, this amendment removes $80,000 in prior authorized funding for the Westover Hills Trailer Project.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amendment number 2 to R17071.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Present.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 1 present, 2 no, 2 absent.
Amendment number 2 to R17071 is passed.
Point of information.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes. Could someone clarify the ordinance number?
It's resolution 17-071.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Mr. Smiley?
I make a motion to read resolution number 17-071 as amended by amendment number 1 and amendment number 2 and place before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17071 is amended by amendment number 1 and amendment number 2. Adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2018-2024.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah. As per the prior explanations, it adopted the proposed capital program for FY 2018. As amended, it removes the Mill Creek Interceptor Relief Project from the Sunsets list and adds it to the projects to continue. And it also removes $80,000 in prior authorized funding for the Westover Hills Trailer Project, which means it adds $80,000 back in the budget. That's it.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17071 as amended by amendment numbers 1 and 2.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cordier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel.
Yes.
Mr. Holland.
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
No.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
No.
Mr. Packett. Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 3 no, 2 absent.
R17071 as amended is passed. 17027, Mr. Smiley?
I make a motion to lift 17-027 from the table.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, Mr. Smiley?
Make a motion to have ordinance 17-027 read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 17027, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Yes, this authorizes the FY 2018 capital spending, and I make a motion to have amendment number 1. The ordinance 17-027, read by title only, is placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1, the ordinance 17027, the capital budget ordinance in Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Yes, this amendment reduces the number of projects listed as sunsetting from 10 to 9 and retains the Mill Creek Interceptor Project.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amendment number 1 to 17027.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Present.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 7 yes, 2 present, 1 no, 2 absent.
Amendment number 1 to 17027 is passed. Mr. Smiley?
Yes. I would request that amendment number 2 to ordinance 17-027 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Second.
Amendment number 2 to ordinance 17027, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Amendment number 2 authorizes the capital spending of $35,327,830 for a number of authorized capital projects, which is increased from 50 to 51. Also deauthorizes $80,000 in funding from the Westover Hills Trailer Project.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment Number 2 to 17027.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Fowler?
Present.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? No. Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 2 present, 1 no, 2 absent.
Amendment number 2 to 17027 is passed. Mr. Smiley?
A motion to read Ordinance 70-027 as amended by Amendment Number 1 and Amendment Number 2 by title only and placed before Council for consideration.
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 17027 as amended by Amendment Number 1 and Amendment Number 2, the Capital Budget Ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17027 as amended.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call revealed 10 yes, 9 yes, 3 no, 1 absent.
17027 as amended is passed. Next, 17028, Mr. Smiley.
Motion to lift Ordinance Number 17-028 from the table.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Smiley.
Motion to read Ordinance 17-028 by title only and place before Council.
Ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this ordinance authorizes the FY 2018 operating budget. I make a motion to read amendment number 1 to Ordinance 17-028 by title only and place before Council.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to Ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Amendment number 1 increases the appropriations to the departmental employee benefit budget line items as a result of the pension actuary's revised contribution numbers.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment number 1 to 17028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, roll call reserve 12 yes and 1 absent.
Amendment number 1 to 17028 is passed. Next, this is my amendment. I request that amendment number 2 to 17028 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Amendment number 2 to Ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
For title? Does anyone from Council have questions or comments?
Excuse me. No. Point of order.
Yeah.
You really can't do an amendment as by title because the title belongs to the ordinance. So you have to explain your amendment because you're changing the ordinance with it. Please. So there has to be, on every amendment, there has to be some explanation.
Okay. In amendment number 2, this was to, based on the data provided to County Council, there are a total of 130 funded vacant positions within Newcastle County government as of April 1st, 2017. During these current economic conditions, County Council cannot justify funding all of these job vacancies. This amendment eliminates the funding of 89 job vacancies that translates into a monetary savings for Newcastle County government of $5,108,453 in fiscal year 2018. Okay, Betsy, you go next. Next, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the effort and the thought that goes into identifying all these vacant positions and the monetary value of them. However, I'm not going to be able to support this. I believe that there are certain departments in the county that, particularly special services, that over the years have really been de-staffed. I can tell you that when I go meet with my constituents, they have a real need to get service from the Department of Special Services regarding parks maintenance and forestry, and the, particularly forestry, the work load backlog is tremendous, and there's no way of working through this without staffing up. So I appreciate allowing for public safety to continue to hire and fill their vacancy, but I think there are other departments of the government that give a lot of great service, and we need to be cognizant of their need to hire. That doesn't get past the reality that, you know, the hiring in the county is sometimes cumbersome and slow. I don't know that there's a lot we can do about it on council, but that's how I'm positioning myself on this vote tonight. Thank you.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. As we talked about in committee, I understand that there are a lot of vacancies at this point, but over, if you sat on this council over the previous two fiscal year budget hearings, we heard time after time from the general managers that were extremely frustrated, including the director of HR, that they had tried to get some of these positions filled. They were given such strict criteria, either they weren't allowed to get them filled, or once they were allowed, then they had to go check that the money was there. Then they could post, then they had to go back and check if the money was there. And then they could interview, and then they had to go back and check if the money was there, and then they could hire. But before they really hired, they had to check again if the money was there. Consequently, it was extremely cumbersome, and a lot of these positions just did not get filled because they were either frozen, or they didn't get permission to do it, or by the time they got through the process, the people that they thought they could possibly hire were not there. We heard it over and over and over from all of these departments. A few years before that, probably 3-4 years ago, we went through the vacancies and we unfunded vacant positions that had been open for, I believe, 6 years, basically saying if you haven't filled it in 6 years, you've made another provision for it. And we defunded all of those. I think that when looking at cutting 89 positions, that we leave ourselves extremely short in which what departments can now start to fill these jobs. I understand that we are in kind of a pseudo freeze and that only the priority jobs are going to be filled at this point. But as we heard this afternoon, there's a lot of jobs out there where we are asking one person to do two and three people's jobs because those positions have not been filled. That's not safe for us, and it is not safe for the constituents, as we see with a lot of the forestry things, that trees are actually falling out of our parkland on people's houses, including some of our own employees' homes. And I just think that we need to give the administration some time and the general managers time to get these hired now that we are not in that strange mode that we had for hiring. I think if this was a real, real problem, that again, as with all of these amendments coming up, these needed to be talked about at the beginning of the process. They needed to be talked about with the departments and not within a week prior to the vote on this budget.
Okay, I will say that I've been talking about this for a year and a half. I've been very vocal about it publicly. Spoke about it for a year when I was running for office and the last 6 months, so this is not new to the administration, nor is it the first time they've heard it. I believe that it's very important. This is $5 million when we have a close to a $13 million deficit. We're taking out of reserves. And, you know, this would, you know, cut that, what we're taking out of reserves. This, you know, some council members have said that we have a tight budget. I don't believe that. We have 130 funded but vacant positions. We have funded those positions. That was up to the executive side to fill them. We are not taking anything away from them that they haven't chosen to fill in over a year. And if this The amendment does nothing more than to get this conversation started, that we need to be looking at that, because this has historically been known and talked about as a slush fund. So we give them the money, they say we're going to fill them, they don't fill them, and they use that money. So this is something that we really have to take a look at. Hold their feet to the fire. And if this has, and I believe it has, started that conversation of people looking at this and saying we have to do something, or we have to transfer some of these funded positions into other areas where we're short people. You know, but to let it go and to make excuse that it takes a year, I've known where people have been hired in a month. And, you know, and so for that, for me to see that and hear about that repeatedly, and people are bringing it to my attention, listen, this happens a lot quicker. If nothing else, we have to change, the executive side has to change the procedures for how we're doing hiring. Because if we're hiring people, and they're not, we're not following up with a hire or an applicant for a year, most likely they've got a job. If they're good at their job, they found another job by then. So it's either costing us more, we're starting all over again. So this needs to be looked at. And this isn't about being adversarial, them against us. This is about working together. And I asked last week at the meeting, this didn't just come up, I asked at the meeting, if there was anybody from the executive side that needed to keep a job, call me, talk to me, let me know. I will amend the budget. Crickets. I didn't hear from anybody that anybody wanted to keep a position. That was the time. And after the meeting we had earlier today, another opportunity before this meeting tonight. Again, I didn't hear from anybody about keeping the positions except for the individuals that were talking in the council meeting. And so, you know, if this is that important to them, the conversations need to take place. They need to make the effort to communicate. And they're not doing that now. Mr. Tackett and then Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Thank you, Madam President. You make a lot of valid points. Can you just share with me, although you may have upstairs, and I'm sorry I missed it, but what criteria did you use to select these specific jobs?
What we did is we asked the executive side for a list of the funded vacant positions that have been vacant more than a year. We were sent over their list, so that's based on what their information, and that's what we used.
So it was 1 year or more?
That's what I wanted to look at, 1 year or more.
On it. And I'll share with you, I've been on this government, 12 and a half years now, and we have never hired anybody in a month, unless it was somebody that, you know, was an appointee, a political appointee, I mean. And it does take quite a bit of time, and it has frustrated this council. We've had this conversation over and over again about the length of time that it does take. I kind of wish you'd have used a little bit more to say maybe 3 years or more or something, because ideally if that had been the case, but I understand. So thank you.
Well, I understand we can still amend the budget later on, just as the executive side makes amendments. So, you know, I don't expect this to go away. I mean, this is a way that we can save money. We don't want to be raising taxes when we're not looking at positions that are remaining unfilled for extended periods of time. You know, that doesn't tell me that that's a critical position. If it hasn't been filled in that long, you know, and yet I hear what the other, you know, the administration is saying. Some of the gentlemen, or one particular gentleman that spoke earlier today, he was very articulate. He made a very good argument that they are doing the job of two people. They've been told to do less, do more with less. That's not fair either, but that's not a problem that we've created. We've funded those positions. They should be filled. If they're necessary, they should be filled. Those people shouldn't be placed under that kind of stress.
I agree. I think you make a lot of valid points. It's just, you know, sometimes it takes quite a bit of time to get somebody filled in a position and with the interviewing process. And if the administration decides that they're going to put a freeze on, then you're exactly right. People aren't going to sit out there and wait a year to come out here in hopes that we're going to call them for the position, because they're going to go find another one somewhere if they can. And but I just, like I said, I wish that would have been just a little longer.
And Mr. Tiger, it starts with communication. The executive side has to be communicating, not with the chairs, you know, but with everybody. You know, when I'm asking for input, I expect if there's a problem, give me input. Tell me what the problems are. Let's work on it. Let's fix these. Whatever those issues are, let's have a dialogue and let's fix it. Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Thank you. First of all, just to go back over a couple of things, I've looked through the vacancies. 90% of them, I would say, in there are within real year, annual year 17 or 16. So there are not that many that I can count that are beyond 2016. And understanding that when you're posting, sometimes you have to post internally. If you don't get anything internally, then you have to go out and post externally. Sometimes getting somebody hired in a year isn't the easiest thing when you're looking for certain criteria. Sometimes we can get hundreds of applications, as we heard from HR, but they don't fit the criteria. Then you've got to go back out and start all over again. We heard this afternoon about green carding and pushing people up into a position that is beyond what they were classified for just to get some of those filled. So I think the critical ones that they have looked at that they've actually filled but haven't hired somebody for those. And as far as us hiring, unless it's our internal staff or the auditor, we don't hire. We authorize the money. It is not under our purview to hire the people. That is the other side of the aisle.
Correct, and that's what I had stated, that we authorize that money. We authorize it for the executive side.
And that's all we do.
But they're not, what I said was they're not filling them. This isn't due to us not giving them the funds to hire.
Correct.
They have the funds.
Correct, and
they're not hiring. And, you know, I hear what you're saying, that it takes a long time. But I bring it back to, where was the dialogue? Where is the dialogue even today? If there's problems, why are they not coming to us? I'm asking them, I asked multiple times, come to me and tell me I can amend this.
But you may not have had the dialogue, but we over the years have had the dialogue. That's where we got the frustration from the general managers. It wasn't that we didn't have the dialogue. It's not that the departments didn't talk to us. They just weren't allowed to hire, or the process was so convoluted over the past couple of years that they absolutely could not get into the hiring process and actually bring somebody on board. I mean, the bottom line is that if this was going to be part of what was going to be within the budget, that it needed to be here prior to a week before. You may have campaigned on that, but we didn't see this nor hear that this amendment was coming until last week.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying. And I hear that you brought it up in the past, but this is today, and today we're bringing it up. And this is a time, another opportunity, an opportunity today, to have that dialogue that needed to take place. And what I'm asking is, let's make sure that that's happening. You know, whether this passes or not, moving forward, that we continue this dialogue. That we understand the problems that the executive side is having with hiring, if they need more people, if they need less people. We need to know that. Mr. Smiley.
Unless I totally misunderstood, I believe we've heard several times that, number one, this administration hasn't been here for a year, and they're doing a departmental staffing evaluation as we sit here with this. So we have had some communication. We are aware of what they're doing, or at least I think I am.
Well, what I can say is, Mr. Smiley, I thank you, and I'm glad that you're having some conversation, but this was my amendment, and I asked for input, and I didn't get any.
Well, this conversation was not with Councilman Smiley. It was in the committee room with the committees several times, it's been said. So it's not me and them. Right. I'm not the one calling them late at night or whatever. It was in the committee room. That's what I'm saying. They have said this.
I misunderstood what you were saying.
Maybe.
Are there any other comments or questions from council? With that, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none. Please come up, sir. State your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is James Parker. I am Oakmont Civic Association President. We have several problems that's going on in our parks, and each time we try to address the county with these problems, they say they don't have enough people to cover the job, or that they need overtime to actually come in there and do it. On March 15th, when we had that snowstorm, tree limbs fell in our parks. Actually, we take care of three parks, Oakmont, Rose Hill, and Dunley. We addressed the county with that. We got no move. On April the 21st, we did a community cleanup throughout the park because people were starting to walk through the trail, but we still had the tree limbs throughout the park. We filled up three parking lots full of tree limbs. We went back to the county, asked them to remove the stuff, and once again, it didn't happen. Now, on May the 3rd, in one of the parking lots, a community member had called and said that now people are starting to dump furniture in the park in the parking lot because our tree limbs are still not getting picked up. But on May the 16th, when Executive Myers came to our community to do the vacant build a sign, all of a sudden, they were picking up the tree limbs. I don't know if that was coincidence or something, the money got available, but now our parking lots are clean. So if you are going to put this $5 million away, you can at least start paying the community people that clean up their own parks.
Thank you, sir.
I thought it was going to want more bill signs.
Are there any other comments from the public? Hearing none, are there any final comments from council? Mr. Street.
If, based on the last comment, my president wanted to pee me off,
that's all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amendment number 1 to 17028. We have it down. And remember, it started as number 1 and it went to the
2.
We changed it to 2. Okay.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Ms. Dillard?
No.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Taggart?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 no, 1 yes, 1 absent.
Amendment number 2 to 17028 is defeated. Next, Mr. Smiley.
I request amendment number 3 to ordinance 17-028 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 3 to ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of McKessick County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this increases the appropriations to grants and fixed charges budget line to cover the FY18 increased cost for the state-managed dog control program.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President. Said it when this was discussed in committee before, and I'll say it again. Seems like the state of Delaware can have mandates on this and other governments, unfunded mandates. And, you know, I talk about our volunteer fire service, and I talk about emergency medical services, and how the state provides certain mandates and requirements, and they meet them. They're all unfunded. Here we go, $342,391 increase for dog control. I rest my case.
Are there any other comments or questions from council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amendment number 3 to 17028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 2 no, 1 absent.
Amendment number 3 to 17028 is passed. Mr. Smiley?
Motion to read Amendment number 4 to Ordinance 17-028 by title only, placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 4 to Ordinance 17028 about the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this decreases amounts in the general fund and sewer fund debt service budget as a result of the most recent bond issuance and refunding.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment number 4 to 17028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Portland?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Amendment number 4 to 17028 is passed. Mr. Smiley?
A motion to read Amendment number 5 to Ordinance 17-028 by title only, placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 5 to Ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this increases appropriations in the salary, wages, and employee benefit lines as a result of the FOP contract and promotions.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment number 5 to 17028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Portland-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Amendment number 5 to 17028 is passed. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President, I move that Amendment number 6 to Ordinance number 17-028 read by title only and placed before Council.
Second.
Amendment number 6 to Ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of the County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Talked about this ordinance several times, or this amendment to the ordinance, and presented a lot of facts and figures, and have made comments like unacceptable, and it truly is unacceptable. Our new administration has announced to our county's volunteer fire, rescue, and emergency medical services that they would maintain current level, but no increase in funding and grant and aid during this upcoming year. And I go over these figures again to remind council and to let everyone know here tonight of what our volunteer fire, rescue, and emergency medical professionals provide and the cost savings to the taxpayers of this county and to this government. We fund $4,185,422 to the 21 volunteer fire departments, 31 stations in total. It has been said, it has been documented, and I think the only thing that hasn't been done is we'd have to prove the total cost of paying a fully paid fire, rescue, and emergency medical service department for Newcastle County government and its citizens. And the state auditor has documented and said numerous times it would cost upwards to $100 million. When you take what our grant aid is to our volunteer professionals, that's 4.2% of what it would cost if we had to pay for a fully paid service. This amendment calls for a 10% increase in the grant aid, $420,000. Now upstairs, it was mentioned that would only mean about $1,000 to each fire company a month. It's not so. We've sat down We've had excellent presentations by our volunteer fire service leadership as late as our last public safety committee meeting, and they've stated their case. They've talked about the increase in cost for paid personnel. But that increase of 10%, $420,000, would permit an additional $20,000 to be distributed to each one of the 21 fire departments and increase their emergency medical category of the grants from $80,661 to $100,000. Brought up today that if you followed what just occurred in the city of Wilmington, 13 firefighter positions done away with in the budget. Still, the brownouts, rolling bypasses. It's part of their budget. To me, it's unacceptable. But I can't speak for the city, but I can tell you it costs the city $22 million a year for the fire service in the city. I think it's unacceptable what they're doing because the extra burden of protection will bleed over to the volunteer fire service. And as they do day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, they will go where duty calls. They will back up their brothers and sister firefighters in the city of Wilmington and help protect the citizens of Wilmington. But that's just one more task, one more increase in demand and services that is placed upon our volunteer fire service. We just heard an amendment that increases $342,391, 25% increase in dog control, in animal control. And yet, we can't find the wherewithal to turn around and do an increase in the grant aid for our volunteer firefighters. That $420,000, if you increased it, would be, if you take 24 hours times 365 days a year, 8,760 hours, that increase would be $2.20 an hour to each of the 21 fire companies for their 24-hour service. That's what that increase would cost us. I think that we've got to quit looking at our volunteer fire, rescue, and emergency medical service professionals as being a normal nonprofit organization. It is clearly by state code the responsibility of this county to provide fire, rescue, and EMS protection in our county. It costs us $95 million a year, $65 million for police, $18 million for our advanced life support, $11 million for emergency communications, and another $500,000 for emergency management. If we were to increase $500,000 over the next 4 years, it would take us to $4 million, or to actually $6 million, $6.1 million, still only 6% of the total cost of providing the service. I profess to you tonight that this government has got to become more serious when it comes to the grant and aid funding to our fire service. They have advised us in public forum that the cost of paid personnel, part-time personnel, benefits, insurances that they manage, we don't even have to manage it, is getting to the point where they can no longer sustain themselves. I've listened, I've heard, I've professed this information to the rest of council, and I think there's more information to be gathered, and I'm willing to do that. I met with the fire service leadership the other evening again, and they continue to research this item, and we're going to continue to work together on some of the figures and justifications. So at this point this evening, I would like to move to table amendment number 6 to ordinance number 17-028.
Second.
To table at this point in time.
Okay.
You have to vote on it.
You just withdraw it, bud.
Withdraw or table?
Withdraw.
Withdraw?
Yeah.
All right. But it is not to be misconstrued that an amendment to the budget will not be forthcoming in the future. I will withdraw it this evening. And we will be coming back before this council, before this government as a whole, with another amendment to the budget in the near future.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
I think you had to vote.
Next is, let's see. I don't have that one. Stubborn. Okay. Mr. Bell, number 7 to 17028.
Okay, Madam President, I move that amendment number 7 to ordinance number 17-028 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 7 to ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Based on the information that has been received by not only myself but this council and committee this afternoon, the administration and I compliment and I continue to compliment Councilman Smiley on being able to at least get some of this in place and hopefully pass tonight. But 17028, I think it's 17029, the administration is willing to fund two additional fire medical communications personnel, telecommunicators, out of vacant positions in other departments. So the question was asked this afternoon, is it with this amendment that I have, if it passed, would it total six personnel or would it be four personnel that we'd originally requested? So what I'd like to do, and council to council, I guess, can advise me if it's appropriate, I'd like to make a floor amendment to this legislation to reduce the number to two additional telecommunicator one fire medical positions. Is that permissible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Council? Council says yes.
Okay. So do I need a motion to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or just?
Yeah. Council says motion.
I would make a motion at this time to propose a floor amendment to amendment number 7 to ordinance number 17-028 to reduce the number in this amendment of fire medical communications personnel, telecommunicators, the need for two additional.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? The motion okay. Passes?
Okay. Thank you, Madam President. And without going into a tremendous amount of detail again, I would appreciate the consideration of this council to work with our public safety department with this amendment, to work with the director, the chief of communications, and the personnel within our fire medical communications. They have clearly defined the need for four additional telecommunicators, fire medical. The increased demand of services, the need to have dedicated radio operators to be able to communicate, to be able to utilize the technology to its fullest when you have several major alarms going on, to be able to use the talk groups and zones and provide the proper and life safety type communications that our fire, rescue, and emergency medical service personnel deserve, and the citizens of the county. We provide pre-arrival instructions, medical-type pre-arrival instructions, and many times for those who have not visited or experienced or witnessed our 911 center, in particular the fire medical communications and operation, you need to do it, and do it during the busy peak times, and watch folks that are doing more with less, that are multitasking, and doing an outstanding job in protecting our citizens. But we are at the breaking point, and it has been years. We report this afternoon over 20 years since we've actually added personnel to the fire board. We've added emergency call operators. We've added police communications personnel. But I think it's substantiated. It's warranted. I would love for the administration to come back and say that they would find the money for the other two positions out of vacant positions. But I don't know that that'll happen tonight. So now it says it'll come out of the tax stabilization reserve account. And if that's where it's got to come from to make it happen, then we certainly would appreciate the cooperation of everybody on council to support the 911 Center of Fire Medical Communications, Chief Miller, Director Bryant, all the dedicated professionals that we have in public safety communications. So with that, I would call for the vote on Amendment Number 7 to Ordinance Number 17-028.
Point of information. I wanted to have a chance to ask some questions from finance on this.
I'll be asking.
Yes, and I would retract call for the vote.
I was going to ask, because I know that I could see some of the faces.
Absolutely.
There was some
respect to the councilman and other councilmen, I retract calling for the vote.
Thank you. So does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I'd like to hear from the administration. Could we have a representative up here?
Do we have anybody from the administration that can answer some questions? Thank you. And state your name again for the record.
Brian Maxwell, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. Could you please address the administration's position on the Amendment Number 7 to 17028 that's been presented and on the floor before us?
Our position is it's an unfriendly amendment, and in working with Councilman Smiley, we were able to identify two vacant positions in the Recorder of Deeds office, and we support Amendment Number 9 that's on the agenda for tonight.
I'd like to ask to be a little more explicit about why the administration feels that it is opposed to funding four positions as opposed to two.
Our position is there are several needs across county government, as you've heard from various council members today, with regards to whether it's sewer service, additional workers, whether it's local 1607, with regards to some of their members needing additional positions filled. We have to take a big view of county government, and we're not saying that these are consideration that we wouldn't consider in the future, but this time taking it as a collective, being able to identify two positions to not further draw down the tax stabilization reserve is our position.
Thank you.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you.
Good? Okay. Are there any other questions or comments from council? Yes, Mr. Street. And if you could stay there in case there's another question, Mr. Maxwell.
I don't have any questions. Maybe it's just me, but 485,911 calls last year. And I don't know how that can't be significant. And, for the administration to say it doesn't support, it's opposed to versus it's unfriendly. I have a problem with that terminology when it relates to 911 call center. And you're talking about two positions, and that, to me, that speaks volumes about attitude and perspective as it relates to public safety. You know, that term unfriendly You know, I know y'all view me as unfriendly, and that's fine. And, you know, I'm adversarial and confrontational, and you view me that way, that's fine. But to view that 911 center and for two people to say that out loud, I have a major problem with it. And it's indicative of attitude, perspective, and quite frankly, arrogance.
Are there any other questions? Yes, Mr. Bell.
Oh, absolutely, Madam President. Monday, April 24th, public safety budget hearing was presented, and we asked the questions at that time about the staffing based on what the needs analysis and what the needs were put forth in last year's budget. And we were able, after the budget was passed, to get four additional telecommunicators in our police communications and recon. We did not get, and it was said at that point in time when we did the amendment, and there was no unfriendliness of it at all. It was to protect the lives of the citizens of Newcastle County, their life safety. We got the positions for the four police communications personnel approved. They haven't been filled. Tuesday, May 9th, Public Safety Committee, we heard from our Volunteer Fire Association what their needs were. We once again talked about public safety communications. On Wednesday, May 16th, in a general budget discussion at 1 p.m., we proposed amendments to the FY18 budget. One of these amendments was to increase the grant in aid to the fire service in the amount of $420,000, which I've withdrawn temporarily tonight. The second was to add four fire medical communications dispatchers to our 911 center operation. There's nothing unfriendly about that. I've been on this council into my 13th year, and for anyone in the administration to accuse or make a comment that amendment to the budget is unfriendly when it has to do with the public safety of the citizens of this county, try unfriendly when someone calls 911 and gets plugged into the fire medical communications, and because they don't have adequate staffing, they can't give pre-arrival instructions. Call unfriendly when a fire chief is on the scene of a fire and a mayday is called from within the building and you have firefighters trapped and you can't get an answer on the radio. Call that unfriendly. I think it's absurd. I'm insulted by the comment. And I cannot believe that this council would sit here and allow that type of comment be made to any councilman. Unfriendly amendment. There's nothing unfriendly about it. I was elected to represent the people of the 12th District. I am a co-chairman of Public Safety Committee. I am a former chief of the 911 Emergency Communications. There's nothing unfriendly about this. I take it as an insult, and I'm not going to sit back and take it. I want to move forward with this amendment, and I hope the council will listen and take what I just heard and what others heard, that it's not appropriate to come back and fight for public safety to add the positions we need. That's unfriendly. It is our obligation to come back and amend the budget when we feel something isn't being funded properly. And the life safety of our citizens are at risk, and that's what's happening here. I'm not playing no game with no administration at no time when it comes to the life safety of the citizens in this county.
Thank you. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Just on terminology, a friendly amendment versus an unfriendly amendment are terms that are used, whether it's something that has been sanctioned to go in or something that is given to somebody without a sanction. So I can't say that this is something that was an insult to anybody. This is a term that's used in every organization that I have ever belonged to. So it is the wording is beyond what the amendment is. It's terminology.
Thank you for the clarification, but I still consider it in the way that I took it. Because there hasn't been anything friendly. We were told in the budget deliberations that here it is, here's the budget, it's already in place, we're already in the May, and basically come back in 2019, you're too late because we already have this done. You already have it done, that's why you have budget deliberations, that's why you have the meetings, that's why you have amendments.
Are there any other questions or comments from council? Mr. Maxwell?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, just to echo Councilwoman Kilpatrick's comment, this is terminology that is used as far as, I'm not saying that, I'm saying the fire medical communications, the people are unfriendly. It's a matter of whether, and putting together the budget as to what we term as what will get us across the finish line and what will not. Councilman Bell, you've commented on, you know, the fact that meeting of May 16th with regards to amendments to the budget, and I think you were absent on May 15th when Councilman Smiley, who was chairing the meeting, did go on record as to say that he looks forward, this is a tight budget, and looks forward to everybody working with the administration, but drastic changes to the budget would be difficult to do at this time. So I was just echoing that same comment when I made my comment on May 16th. So just wanted to be clear on that.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments or questions from council? Ms. Diller.
I think that what the debate in general has showed us is that we really have to take a look at the position issue here. I mean, I think the council, because we are hearing from constituents who are in need of certain services, I think it behooves us to be in conversation with the administration about priority services that we need positions for. At this point, I know that I will support Councilman Smiley's amendment. It doesn't mean that I am not supportive of telecommunication operators and those positions, but it means that I think that all of this needs to be in a broader context. For example, I think both Councilman Cartier and I have had, you know, constituents who've had trees fall on their house, and we are concerned about, you know, having another forestry crew. But at this point, let's just get things done, and we have, as soon as this is passed, we can start next year's budget now. But I just think that, you know, I rarely get into this, but if we could just deep breathe and get a budget, and then we need to go to work, because there's a lot of work to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Street.
Council members, this did a great job of walking back the unfriendly statement, but they shouldn't have to walk it back. If it was meant as interpreted, the individual who made the statement would have walked it back itself. So even though y'all did a great job of walking it back, it ain't going away.
Thank you. Any other questions from council? Next, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment Number 717028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Not voting.
Ms. Diller?
Not voting.
Ms. Hartley-Negel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Present.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Not voting.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Not voting.
Mr. Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Not voting.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 5 yes, 1 present, 1 here, 5 not voting, 1 absent.
Okay, move up to 7. It's defeated.
Yeah. Amendment number 7, as amended, to 17028 is defeated.
Let's see, we didn't have the amendment. Amendment number 8. Okay.
Amendment number 8 to 17028.
Although I have it as table.
No. Mr. Street.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President. This amendment adds 40. I'm sorry. I move that amendment number 8 to Ordinance 17-028 be read by title only and placed before council's consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 8 to Ordinance 17028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the city beginning July 1, 2017.
Yes, Mr. State?
Yes, Madam President. This amendment proposes to bring forward to have an additional 40 officers added to the budget for our police department. And I made it real clear when I said I was going to do this, and I've tried to clarify it today, and I'll just go over it because I know all y'all have already decided how you're going to vote, and the way I am, I'm not very persuasive, so I'm pretty sure you're going to stay where you are regardless of what I say now. But I'm going to reiterate, if you make the comparison to other counties and the city of Wilmington, and I look very closely at Prince George's County, where there's 900,000 people, 1,500 police officers, and all those municipalities within Prince George's County have their own police officers and the rules are patrolled by the Mound State Police. So I make that comparison. I also make the comparison to the city of Wilmington, where the web page says there's 322 officers, the budget says there's 376 personnel. I'm assuming that includes civilians, but again, we're short. I would also respectfully suggest to you that our police department and our police officers have waited long enough. And I didn't bring this forward and have this message over the last 2-3 weeks. I've been saying this for 10 years. And in 2008, I want to remind everybody that the agreement was that going from 336 officers over a 5-year period, we would get to 460 in a 5-year period of time. So the question becomes, how long do our officers have to wait? And at the beginning of the budget cycle, I didn't have two uses of deadly force by our police officers, which increases the likelihood of them being targeted, and they're more vulnerable targets in one vehicle, one officer vehicle, vehicles as opposed to two. And I think that we need to give them the additional protection, especially in high crime areas. But separate and apart from that, which I haven't raised until now, but I will raise, I call them like I see them. And when I think we had bad situations in our department, I called it like I saw it. When I thought we had a bad shooting in the city of Wilmington, I called it like I saw it. Not a month later, 2 days later, I filed a federal complaint, asked for a federal investigation. Now, in addition to everything I've just said, I have to be concerned about the use of deadly force in the decision-making process, especially in my council district, which still is the highest crime area in the city, I mean in the county.
the so-called Doors area. And I'm not going to forget that during the Clark administration, I get a call from the Civic Association president and says, the street says that the county police just shot a boy in the back of the head. So I started raising the issue about having, raising the question about having two officers in a vehicle in high crime areas then, because one versus two affects the decision-making process. And I repeatedly said and called on, said that especially young officers should not be in high crime areas by themselves, especially in areas where they have no familiarity with the neighborhood. So it's not just about protecting police officers. It's not just about their safety. It's about reducing the likelihood of inappropriate deadly force, which, here again, I'm going to say it again. You know, y'all can say all the things you want to about me, mouse, and whatever, but we had to walk the streets. And we had to convince those young boys not to take things in their own hands. Well, if we keep just saying no to everything, and I told y'all last week, I'm too old to be acting like I'm 20 in the street work anymore. I'm not going to be wrestling with no young, and the only reason I don't get knocked down now is out of common courtesy and respect, because I can't manhandle anybody. But we're to the point now where I'm exasperated because county executive knows full well he ran on, come out of the block in August, there's an increase in violent crime in the county. He ran 12 pages of all the things and all the initiatives that he was going to do. And this budget is totally solid on any of those 12 pages. But when I come forward and say, y'all haven't done anything, you don't have your own initiative, give me 40 officers that were promised to this police force in 2008, nobody got no conversation for me. But that's fine. Because to the extent that I don't matter, it's going to be a point in time where I will matter. And I'm going to tell you right now, my magic number of 500 that I set probably 10 years ago, you're going to go to 500. Because we need to go to 500. And you're either going to do it, we are either going to do it as a government before catastrophe or after catastrophe. But we're going to go to 500. We need to go to 500 on the merits. I'm only asking for 440. And since I know all of you have made up your mind, I will close with that.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Any questions? I would just add that I asked to be a co-signer on Mr. Street's legislation. And I did the research on it. And I said, not only was he correct, but I asked for a report that was from 2008, and I read it. What Mr. Street is saying is correct. And, you know, to take it a step further, you know, I spoke with Mr. Zielinski and others. And what we want to make sure is that the citizens of this county feel safe, that they are safe. And when we have a rise in violent crime, and we know that's happening now, when we have a rise in drugs, and drug sales, and drug use, we know that there's a problem and that's going to go up. When we have a city of Wilmington that's 10 square miles, the crime is going to migrate out into the county. We know that. So now is the time to start to take action, to make sure it doesn't get out of control, that we are managing it, that we're making a difference now, not later, before we have more deaths. You know, so I really want, you know, I'm asking council members to take a look at this and to vote yes for this. You know, when I was also told that we only have, this amazed me, that at any one time on a shift, there's only 20 police officers in the whole county. And I know, you know, it was brought up in committee that there is some in municipalities and in Wilmington, but that's not very many. That's not much more than the members of this council. You know, spread out through the entire county. So, you know, I believe that we really need to do something now and be proactive. And so, again, I'm asking that you vote yes on Mr. Street's legislation. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Weiner?
Yes. I've done ride-alongs with the police, and
I just don't want anyone to feel that there are only 20 police officers patrolling the county at any one time. There are more police officers than that, and there are numbers vary with the shift change and with certain times of the day, but we just can't leave people with the impression that 20 is the amount of police on duty all the time. And I don't want to get into details. I'd rather defer to my co-chair, Public Safety, for greater detail. I just felt I wanted to put that on the record.
Okay. Mr. Cartier?
Pass.
Is there any other questions or comments? Moving on, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Please come down and sign in with Mr. Smiley. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Sure. Good evening. My name is Josie Roy, and I'm not here on behalf of any organization. I'm here again individually. I just kind of want to piggyback on what Mr. Councilman Street said, and as far as Newcastle County, as far as the crime. I live in the suburbs myself, and it seems to me that the crime in Newcastle County has really gone up. You might not think it has, but it really has. In the areas of Dunleaf and the different districts out there in the communities, there has been shootings. You turn around, you don't see it in newspaper because they don't put it in the newspaper. But you go on Facebook and you'll see where the killings and the murders and the youth and people being shot in the head all of a sudden in Newcastle County. So that goes to tell you that something is wrong. Day after day, night after night, you see the killings and all that goes on in the city of Wilmington. So it seems like someone should have some concern about what's going on out in Newcastle County. So I'm coming to really ditto what Jay Street has said, and I think we need to take a look at public safety and at the police officers. And I see the police officers myself. I'm not saying that they're not doing a good job, but we don't need police officers sitting trying to catch somebody going down the street or whatever. We need police officers to get out and begin to be in the communities, talk to the people, and to be there at the constituents are the ones that's very important. So the people in Newcastle County, I'm in a lot of organizations, and we don't feel safe. We really don't. So I agree, we need more police officers, but we need more interaction with the police officers. And a crime in Newcastle County is really, really getting out of control. So somebody needs to take a look at that. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on, let's see, amendment number 8 to 17028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Regrettably, no.
Ms. Diller?
Not voting.
Ms. Hartley-Negel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Present.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Not voting.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Not voting.
Mr. Smiley?
Not voting.
Mr. Street?
Can I vote for y'all? Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Not voting.
Mr. Weiner?
Not voting.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 4 yes, 1 no, 1 present. 6 not voting, 1 absent.
Amendment number 8 to 17028 is defeated. Next, next is amendment number 9 to 17028.
I request amendment number 9 to ordinance 17-028 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 9 to ordinance 17028 adopting the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Mr. Smiley?
Amendment number 9 funds 2 additional telecommunicator 1 fire medical positions by reallocating budgeted funds for FY 2018. Funds are from Recorder of Deeds, Department of Administration Office of Technology necessary, and this also includes necessary adjustments to departmental staffing.
Okay, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amendment number 9 to 17028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiano?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Niggle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes, 1 out.
Amendment number 9 to 17028 is passed.
Correct.
Mr. Smiley?
Correct.
I request that ordinance number 17-028, as amended by amendments number 1, 3, 4, 5, and 9, be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 17028, as amended by amendments number 1, 3, 4, 5, 9. Adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17028 as amended.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Hartley-Niggle?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 out.
17028, as amended, is passed. Time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions. R17105, Ms. Kilpatrick?
Ms. Diller.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that resolution 17-105 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17105, honoring Joanna P. Bishop on her retirement from the Newcastle County Ethics Commission.
Second.
Ms. Diller?
Yes. Johanna Bishop, actually, Janet and I were sponsors when she came on, co-sponsors of the legislation when she came on the Ethics Commission, so we thought it would be appropriate to do the resolution of thanks when she, now that she is leaving the Ethics Commission, she's done a great job, and we will miss her, but I do understand she's interested in another form of public service, and we'll be looking for something that she might like to do. So, per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17105.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Niggle?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call bill 12 yes and 1.
R17106. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, as per title.
Second.
You got to read it in, Bob. Point of order.
I ask the resolution 17-106 be read by title and placed before council.
You can tell we're ready.
We're ready for it to end, but Betsy?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Resolution 17-106, resolution of appreciation for social contribution and leadership of Conquer DECA through their participation in the International Career Development Conference, ICGC.
Mr. Weiner.
Well stated by council clerk, as per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17106.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Hardia.
Yes.
Mr. Bill.
Yes.
Mr. Nagel.
Yes.
Mr. Holland.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick. Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Reed.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Woods. Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes to 1 absent.
Oh, no. R17106 is passed. There is no consideration of emergency ordinances. We have none. Public comment. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The meeting is adjourned.